with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Texas Senator John Cornyn is joining the chorus of Republicans blasting President Biden for his threat to cut off arms shipments to Israel if it invades Rafah. Bob Agnew reports.
We need to stand by Israel in its time of need.
And that time is now, says Cornyn, with Israel fighting for its very existence.
Well, I can't help but think of Bob Gates' quote about Joe Biden has a perfect record when it comes to national security and foreign affairs matters. He's been wrong 100% of the time.
Analysts warn without shipments of precision weapons, Israel will be forced to use less accurate munitions, something likely to cause even more civilian casualties. Bob Agnew reporting.
Republican Attorney General Dave Yost has advised Ohio's public universities that a law written to deter Ku Klux Klan demonstrations could be used to impose felony charges on students who wear face coverings during pro-Palestinian protests. Also at SRNnews.com, a new wave of dangerous storms crashing over parts of the South. The National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center cites an enhanced risk for severe weather from Texas to South Carolina. A federal appeals court has ruled that Hunter Biden's case on firearms charges should move forward. Today's ruling sets the stage for the trial to begin next month in Delaware. In New York, the Trump criminal trial resumed today. Republican Senator Rick Scott from Florida says the alleged hush money trial against Donald Trump needs to stop.
It's a crime in this country to use a court system to go after your political opponents. What's happening in this courtroom is clearly criminal. It's been led by political thugs.
Mr. Trump accused of falsifying internal business records to cover up hush money payments by logging them as legal expenses. He's pleaded not guilty. This is SRN News. When it comes to abortion, the U.S. is in dubious company.
According to a study by the Charlotte Lozier Institute, this country is one of only eight that have no federal law limiting how late in pregnancy a woman can have an abortion. While states can now set their own limits in the U.S., the federal government doesn't address the issue, essentially allowing abortion up to the moment of birth. That puts America in company with China, Vietnam, Mexico, Australia, Canada, Guinea-Bissau, and South Korea. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A GOP-controlled committee of the Louisiana legislature rejecting a bill that would have added cases of rape and incest as exceptions to the state's abortion ban. Republican State Representative Dodie Horton voted against that measure, saying that while she believes convicted rapists should receive the maximum penalty, she doesn't believe the unborn baby deserves to be killed. This is SRN News. The rate of guns stolen from cars in the U.S. tripled over the last decade, making them the largest source of stolen guns in the country.
An analysis of FBI data by the gun safety group Everytown shows the rate of stolen guns from cars climbed nearly every year. It also spiked during the coronavirus pandemic, along with a major surge in weapons purchases. The director of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives says the alarming trend underscores the need for Americans to safely secure their firearms.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Florida's largest power company, preparing for this year's hurricane season by pretending a major storm already hit. Florida Power and Light conducting its annual mock hurricane drills this week to simulate how the utility would respond. The Hurricane Center is predicting the season will exceed the yearly average of 7 tropical storms and 7 hurricanes. More details at SRNnews.com.